Amy, one for you.
I would like to find out whether or not it is true that if a male has more facial hair, he is likely to be more virile than one that does not have. How does it affect conception?
So David's got the biggest beard in the room. is he more virile and fecund than somebody who's less hairy, like me and Michael?
Yeah. Oh, well, the short answer is no. So whilst it's true that the hormone testosterone, which everybody produces, men and women, is responsible for beard growth, men all have a very similar amount of testosterone, but it's your individual sensitivity to testosterone that's different, and that is shaped by your unique genetics. A bit how, like, everyone's a different height, everybody's sensitivity to testosterone is a little bit different. So there's an enzyme that turns testosterone into something called dihydrotestosterone, and it's this form of the hormone that affects people's hair. So this eventually causes, well, it can do, if you're very sensitive to testosterone, it can cause the hair follicles on a man's head to shrink in some people. So, sorry, Mike, you're very sensitive to testosterone. But it's amazing how it doesn't affect the follicles on the chin. Like, I can see Mike is perfectly capable of growing a beard.
He just got his head on upside down. That's what it is.
So, yeah, it's the sensitivity to testosterone, not a man with a full beard is not going to have more or better quality
sperm.
Sorry
to burst your bubble there, David.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to point out that the reason I have a beard is I can't afford a diamond-tip razor to shave with.
But presumably, Anna, if you did shave with a diamond razor, then you wouldn't end up having to keep replacing your razor every 5 minutes, which is what inevitably happens. You get about three shaves and then the blunt. It wouldn't blunt.
Yeah, technically it wouldn't blunt, although I think you'd struggle to get a diamond at a very, very sharp angle like you can with a razor blade.
Oh, so you're stuck then, David.